baseball the conversation early on. Bet page we go. It's Charlie. It's the fan. What's going on, Charlie?
Hey, Moose is in the house. Moose, great job. I love listening to you all the years. The first time I've ever spoke to you. And great job on TV. But my Mets have got me really pumped. I'm going out there tonight. BT makes a little fun of me because I go out there with my rusty Cobb jersey. But listen, I am pumped for the game tonight. And this new kid, Nolan McClain, he's the real deal. The kid's got a set of cojones. The kid goes 8 innings. I want the rest of the Mets pitching staff to feed off it. We need to do the right thing. That kid saved the bullpen last night, and that's what we needed. We need pitchers to go longer. And everybody's feeding off the bottom of the lineup. Everyone's hitting that lineup. Everyone's putting the numbers up there. And this was the Met team we all thought we were going to get going back to opening day and back in April. And it's finally coming together. It's working right now, but I need to see it more consistent. I can't have a flop now against Miami because then what we just did in Philadelphia will be a real big setback. We need to keep going forward. And that's what I want, Moose.
No, I get it. Well, Charlie, enjoy wearing the rusty Staub jersey tonight out at Citi Field as you take in the game with Clay Holmes on the mound as they open up a series against the Miami Marlins. Jonah Tong on the mound tomorrow night as he makes his Major League Baseball debut. Yeah, you should be excited. I mean, that's really what it's all about. I mean, this, you know, McClain has injected a little bit of energy, a little bit of juice, a little bit of excitement. You've watched it, the efficiency, 95 pitches over 8 innings of work, going out there and, you know, no walks, being competitive in the strike zone, not being a pure velocity, max effort kind of a guy, the confidence, the swagger that he has. A lot to like. I mean, I gotta be honest with you. Like, I'd be an idiot to come on the airwaves this morning and kind of poo-poo it and say, not all that impressive. It's impressive. It's fun to watch. And it just shows you, like, as we have gone on, and in Major League Baseball, there's been a trend where the bullpens have just kind of overtaken anything. Like, they're, you know, teams are deathly afraid, based on analytics, of allowing guys go out there and go through a third time through a lineup. The competitive juices. I mean, that's really what set guys apart. Yeah, you got to have the physical attributes and you got to be really good athletically, but it's your competitiveness, you know, to be successful, to continue to work, to want to be great, all that kind of stuff. Well, you know, we've leaned against it or away from that in Major League Baseball. Really have. When it comes to handling pitching staffs, you know, we can get into how you grade out players, how you judge out players, and the use of analytics, and how we've kind of lost the heartbeat to the game, as Joe Torre used to talk about. But, you know, we don't lean into that all that much. We really don't. And I think it does a disservice, you know, to starting pitchers. You know, I heard Darling talk about that the other day, you know, and the development of those pitchers, you know, to be able to kind of push the boundaries. That's what you want. That's when you learn about people. That's when you learn about athletes, is when they're a little tired, a little worn down. And you continue to push them through, not to the point where, you know, they're going to get hurt. But you mean to tell me, like, you know, we wouldn't see the gutsy performances of, say, like Jack Morris, dating myself, going back to that World Series against the Atlanta Braves? What about what we saw all those years, a big game pitcher like a David Cohn was, like an Andy Pettit was? You know, you want to see those things. And McClain, you know, there was no conversation. It wasn't like he was at 100 pitches last night through 6 innings. He threw 8 innings, you know, of 4-hit baseball. And he threw 95 pitches. I mean, really efficient, strike thrower. You know, he threw 95 pitches. 71 of them were strikes. Impressive. Neil in the Bronx up next to the fan. What's going on, Neil?
What's going on, Moose? I'm a huge Yankee fan, but I agree with you 100%, Moose. Watching the Yankees beat up on the Nationals just show one thing. That home run or bust strategy they have only works with bad teams. That is not going to work against good teams, especially in the playoffs when you get deeper where the pitching gets better.
Yeah, it's not. The home runs go away. I mean, you're going to see big home runs. We saw one. We saw a number of them last year for the Yankees as they made it to the World Series before they lost to the Dodgers in 5 games. You saw a number in that Cleveland series, Stanton, Soto. But yeah, those do have a tendency to go away. You're not going to daylight teams. You're not going to go out there and embarrass teams. You're not going to have a game in which you hit 5-6 home runs. All the stuff that we've seen for this team. And listen, I'm not telling you it's not enjoyable. Like, yeah, it's enjoyable. You know what I mean? Yeah, Yankees did to the Nats what a good baseball team should do against a team that's not particularly good. I mean, that is what they did. You know, and they should do the same this weekend against the Chicago White Sox. The concern you have, and what I talked about earlier on in the hour, is this, is when the Yankees have faced good baseball teams, based on record, they are playing to a losing record. I mean, they just are. I mean, that those are facts. I mean, we're coming off a weekend in which the Yankees lost 3 of 4 against the Boston Red Sox in a variety of different ways. One game having 4 errors, another game, you know, the Red Sox daylighted them with that big top half of the 9th inning, you know, and they lose that game 12-2. I mean, so variety of different ways, but the Yankees showed themselves. I don't care about who's more talented than that. Results are results. You know, that's what professional sports is about, right? This is not about the Yankees. This is not a you know, draft and develop team in 2025. This is a team that, you know, wanted to take the very next step after getting embarrassed last year in the World Series against the Los Angeles Dodgers and trying to win a World Series. Because as we click the years on by, you know, Aaron Judge is not getting younger. He's getting older.
Yes. They're just wasting his years. His years.
Well, we'll see how this year does end up. Do I have supreme confidence? Can the Yankees get through the American League? Yeah, I mean, I think it's a possibility that the Yankees get through the American League. The concern I have, Neil, is can they play consistent quality baseball enough to be able to do it? Like, that's the issue that you have. And we have not been able to see that. Not against good teams. Pat in Manhattan, up next in the fan. What's going on, Pat?
Yes, Moose. First off, the first game of the series, the first game of the season, the first series of the season, the Yankees played Milwaukee, and the Yankees destroyed Milwaukee. Milwaukee has the best record in the National League. Yeah, I remember after that series was over, they said, "Oh, the Yankees beat up on awful teams." That was what we heard. Now the Yankees played Seattle. Are they an awful team? They've won 5 out of 6 games against Seattle. They played San Diego. They won 2 out of 3 games. The Nationals, who they destroyed, didn't they just take a series from the Mets 2 out of 3 games?
They did.
I mean, yeah. Now, by the way, Moose, last night Toronto had a comeback and they won. Yesterday Toronto came back. If Toronto didn't have a 3-run rally in the bottom of the 8th inning and won that game, the Yankees would have been closer to first place than the Mets, despite the fact that the Mets swept the Phillies. The Yankees have won in the last 15 games. They've won 11 and they've lost 4 games. And they gained ground. Okay. Now the thing is, but we dwell on the fact that they lost 3 out of 4 to the Red Sox. Mark, there was a call you had earlier, and you
Pat, do I look at the Yankees right now with 29-30 games to go in the regular season? Do I look at the Yankees as being a championship team?
You want this idea of
you can bring up examples. You're going back to the opening weekend against Milwaukee. You know, you're going, okay, great. They won a series against San Diego. Okay, great. They've played well against Seattle. How they do against Boston? What happened up in Toronto? I mean, we can look at it, and here's the other aspect of it. The National League is decidedly stronger than as compared to the American League. So if you want, like I said, you don't have to agree with everything that I said. It is my opinion. So you have a different opinion. You're giddy about the Yankees. You're excited about the Yankees. You look at the fact that they hit 6 home runs yesterday against the Washington Nationals. The Yankees have turned a corner. Now all of a sudden they're going to go out and play championship baseball, something we have not seen them go out there and consistently do. You don't necessarily care that they're reliant on the home run to score. Okay. Like I said, everyone can have differing opinions. Do I look at this team and have the utmost confidence that they're going to be playing their best come October? I don't. One guy I do believe will was Sting. And like I said earlier in the hour, if you've been on his rear end, get off.